Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Chaf Gimel Chulin 23, and back on Chaf Beis Amud Beis on 22b, our Gemara talked about how the fact that a turtle dove, a tor, is only going to be kosher to be brought as an offering in the temple when it was a mature bird, and a bnei yonah, a pigeon, is only kosher when it's a young bird. And the Gemara says that there's a verse that proves this point, because the verse is min ha-torim, which the Braisa says is not all of the turtle doves, just some of them. And the verse also states min b'nei ayonam, which the Braisa understands to mean not all of the pigeons, but just from the young ones. And says that Braisa, from when are the turtle doves kosher? Only from the point where they are sheyas hivu, means from the time where their wings are big and red, and their color is like a golden color. And when are the pigeons disqualified? Also mishayativu, from when they begin to yellow. That is something we already learned in the Mishnah on 22a. So on the bottom of 22b, the Gemara raises a question in the name of Rabbi Zera. By Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera asked the following question. Let's say somebody takes upon themselves to give an oath, a voluntary vow, to give an ola offering, a sacrificial offering. Ha'omer harei ola min ha'torim o min ha'bnei yonah. The person says, I'm going to give a bird offering either from the turtle dove or from the pigeon. And what the person did was, hevi tchilas hatzihuv shebazel v'zeh. The person brought it at the beginning of the yellowing of the turtle dove and the pigeon. Now we learned on 22a in the Mishnah that when it begins to yellow, both the turtle dove and the pigeon are going to be disqualified. And the reason why they're both disqualified is because the yellowing stage is when the feathers around the neck begin to yellow, and that's in between when it's young and when it's old. But Rabbi Zera's question is, if you said I'm going to bring it from either the turtle dove or the pigeon, and you brought it from both of them when both were yellow, then we have the following doubt, disveikaha, because now we have a doubt. What is the nature of the situation? Do we say that the reason is the sveika have vinafik? Do we say that because the whole reason is we're not sure if it's young or if it's old, and therefore if he brings the yellowing stage for both of them, then for sure one of them he's fulfilled their obligation, and therefore he no longer has to fulfill his vow because it's either young or old, and so therefore by bringing the yellowing stage for both of them he's okay? Or do we say no, Dilma debiria have, that at that point where it's yellowing stage, it's not that we're not sure if it's young or if it's old, but at that point it's its own creature in and of itself, and so therefore lo nafik, the person has not fulfilled their vow. So comes along Rava, and Rava tries to answer this doubt, this bray of Rabbi Zera, and he says, well we have the earlier bray, so which says that you're not allowed to bring the turtle dove or the pigeon, that based upon the verse we say that you cannot bring it in the beginning of its yellowing stage by either the turtle dove or the pigeon because it's disqualifying. Now, if you want to say, says Rava, Iyamris Bishlama Birya Have Shabir, if you want to say it's its own creature in and of itself, we know why we need a verse to tell us that it's not acceptable, because the verse needs to tell us that this creature is not an acceptable offering. Eliyamris Sveika Have, but if we're just going to say that the only reason why we can't bring it is because we're not sure which it is, generally speaking, the Torah doesn't tell us that we shouldn't do something out of a doubt. It's just kral mute sveika. We don't need the verse to tell us we're not sure. That's something that a verse wouldn't do. The verse would tell us which animal is prohibited, but the verse wouldn't tell us that we ourselves don't know which category this yellowing stage fits into. And so therefore, it seemed to indicate that this yellowing stage is a creature in and of itself. And so therefore, if the person makes a vow, then they have not fulfilled their vow by bringing the turtle dove or the pigeon both in their yellowing stage. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Actually, the verse is coming to teach us something else. And the Gemara on the top of 23a tells us, ki itzrach kra l'miute nirba. The Talmud is telling us that a bird that was involved in a sexual act with a human being is no longer able to be brought as a sacrificial offering. And indeed, we remember the Gemara on the shocking Gemara on Avodah Zarah 22b, which tells us that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, in the name of Reb Chanina, I saw an Ove Kochavim, I saw an idolater one time took a goose from the market, and this person had sexual relations with the goose, and then afterwards killed it and roasted it and ate it. So we see that there are situations where a human being will be moved to engage in this action, and we're being told that is prohibited. And so this verse, says our Gemara, is actually coming to tell us not that what we thought, that it's coming to tell us that the yellowing stage is prohibited, which would have made it a birya in and of itself, but rather it's coming to tell us that the bird is also going to be prohibited in its state of idolatry. And we're being told this because we might have thought that this idolatrous stage doesn't apply to birds. It only applies to animals. So says the Talmud, Salkadai Tachamina, we might have said, since there's a verse which states, Ki mashchatam bahem mum bam lo yeretzu lachem, that when you see this blemish upon them through this hashchatas, through this disgusting state, I might have thought that wherever there is there is a brayza which says whenever it says hashchata, it only refers to devar ervav avodas kochavim, that it only refers to licentiousness and idolatry. And so since I might have thought that this doesn't apply under these circumstances, that since it only applies to an animal where there can be a physical defect, as our Gemara proves, so too that this concept of hashchata, of licentiousness by animals, by birds, doesn't apply. So we learn it does. And indeed, this sin of licentiousness is actually so great that that's what caused the flood upon the earth, as we learn from the passage of Noah. So that's what our verse is telling us, that indeed, an animal, a bird that engaged in licentiousness with a human being is going to be prohibited from being brought as a sacrificial animal.